As the battle over the teaching of evolution simmers in the nation's public schools, an approach called intelligent design has been gaining popularity in some states. It suggests that some life forms are too complex to be explained by anything other than an intelligent designer. Some of its proponents say it should be taught alongside evolutionary theory, but critics say intelligent design is really just creationism in disguise. From Darby, Montana, Kathy Witkowski reports.
Curtis Brickley is a born-again Christian and an ordained minister who says that he has a divine calling to ensure that truth is communicated to public school students.
I believe that there is a logical reason for my faith and belief in God. I believe the evidence will support that. I don't think that is an irrational faith. I think science can point to a creator.
So last December, Brickley gave a public presentation here in his adopted hometown of Darby, a community of 750 at the southern end of Montana's Bitterroot Valley. He suggested that the district science classes include the concept of intelligent design, which challenges what Brickley calls the dogma of evolutionary theory.
Those are pretty broad claims that affect a student's view of where they come from. Are they a random, unguided process that happened by accident? Or are they, in fact, designed or created with a purpose, with a plan?
Not long after his presentation, Brickley proposed a science policy to the Darby School Board. The policy, called Objective Origins, does not mention intelligent design, but it encourages teachers to, quote, analyze the scientific strengths and weaknesses of existing scientific theories, including the theory of evolution. After hours of contentious hearings that revealed deep divisions within the community, the board gave preliminary approval to the policy. Board member Doug Banks says it strikes a balance.
This policy questions the theory of evolution and causes a student to think that there might be another side to the issue. So we want to put out advanced students in the scientific arena, and that's what this policy handles.
But critics fear the policy will wind up bringing religion, not balance, into the science classroom and might expose Darby to a potentially expensive lawsuit.
We can't afford this, Darby Board!
That's why a couple of dozen parents, teachers, and students turned out at a recent rally protesting the board's actions. Marty Stomberg wore a T-shirt that said, Objective Origins, Just Say Noah.
This is a thinly veiled attempt to get creationism in the schools again, and we don't want it to happen here.
The policy doesn't specify what an Objective Origins curriculum might include or where the lesson materials might come from. That concerns science teacher Karen Hedges.
When I try to do research on it, everything takes me to intelligent design. All the websites take me back to the Discovery Institute, which has some scary goals in mind to do away with science, and it scares me to think that we might be headed in that direction.
The Discovery Institute is a Seattle-based think tank. It does support work on intelligent design. But the Institute's John West says far from doing away with science, his organization is promoting it. Intelligent design, he says, is not the same as creationism because it's not based on sacred texts.
Intelligent design is simply the hypothesis that some features of the natural world are best explained as a result of an intelligent cause rather than an undirected cause such as natural selection acting on random mutations. Even if you detect, if you say that you can empirically detect design, I mean, I don't see how that doesn't get you to God.
Major science organizations such as the National Academy of Sciences and the American Association for the Advancement of Science dismiss intelligent design and its tenets as unscientific. They say that unlike the theory of evolution, these ideas are not able to be tested, therefore have no place in the science classroom. But West says that's not what the Discovery Institute wants at this point.
We are not asking for intelligent design to be taught in the science classroom. If it continues to develop as it has been in the scientific world, someday might it be appropriate to teach as part of the curriculum? Sure. Is that what the debate is about in Darby or elsewhere? No, the debate is about whether students will have the right to learn about the scientific evidence that raises problems for Darwin's theory as well as the evidence that supports it.
But that's unfair to students because there is no genuine scientific controversy over the theory of evolution, says Barbara Forrest. She's a professor of philosophy at Southeastern Louisiana University. She's been following this issue as it's been debated in other places, including Alabama, Texas, Missouri, and Ohio. Last month, the Ohio State School Board approved a controversial lesson plan called Critical Analysis of Evolution, which opponents say incorporates elements of intelligent design. Forrest calls this a game of semantic subterfuge.
These people started out peddling intelligent design, by name. And of course, as that terminology becomes more well known, it has become a liability because people who have studied it recognize it as creationism. And so what they're having to do to convince boards of education or to try to disguise, their true intentions is to adopt euphemisms. Objective origins is one. Critical analysis is another one. It's code talk is what it is.
Code talk, for what Forrest says, is clearly a religious agenda. For instance, she points to a strategy laid out in a Discovery Institute fundraising document known as the Wedge. According to that document, written in the late 1990s, the goals of the Institute include replacing, quote, materialistic explanations with a theistic understanding that nature and human beings are created by God, and, quote, to see intelligent design theory as the dominant perspective in science. Again, Barbara Forrest.
I think it's extraordinarily important that people recognize that the intelligent design movement should not be looked at in a vacuum. They should be looked at as an integral part of the religious right project to undermine the separation of church and state.
Nonsense, says the Discovery Institute's John West. He says the Institute is secular, and all this talk about religion is obscuring the real issue, the efforts of the pro-evolution camp to censor competing views.
Teachers have the universal freedom to teach about and the evidence for Darwinian theory. The only people who are being censored are those who are trying to raise some of the scientific criticisms of Darwin's theory.
It may be left to the courts to decide if this is about religion or science. The ACLU and Americans United for Separation of Church and State are considering whether to sue over the new lesson plan in Ohio. Meanwhile, an election next week could affect the makeup of the Darby School Board and change the final vote on the district's objective origins policy. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Witkowski.